Good morning. Just before we get started, I'd like you to know that the hymn numbers on the board are incorrect this morning, so please refer to your the numbers in the bulletin. So the opening hymn, just so we're all clear, will be 362. Let's stand and say the opening prayers together. Let us pray. Almighty God, giver of every good gift, look graciously on our church, and so guide the minds of those who shall choose a rector for this parish, that we may receive a faithful pastor who will care for your people and equip us for our ministries. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, you have journeyed with your people Israel, and we pray you journey with us now, in this time of episcopal transition and change. Walk beside us on the road that is ahead. Calm our fears, awaken our hope, and open our hearts as together we seek your guidance. Inspire us and those appointed to search for candidates to discern your will for the Diocese of Michigan. May we put our whole trust in you as we look to Christ, the great shepherd of our souls, who together with the Holy Spirit is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known. And from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from Hosea, chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him, each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to the other and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed, and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians. I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which you also are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one still, one untimely born, he appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought the boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. You may have noticed that last week I was not here. I was not on a holiday, though I would have loved one. Instead, I was at the conference called Living Stones. We met in Arizona. It's been about 20 years they've had this conference. And it's from people all over the U.S. and Canada that come together who are doing church in a different way. I was asked to be one of the delegates from Michigan because I serve on the Commission on Ministry. And so we took two groups. There were nine of us that went. We're there to, what we do is present what's going on with a group and ask questions. So along with us was Barry and Dwight from Messiah, because they're looking at the way they're doing church. They started off as a total ministry church, but could no longer fund it. So although they have 200 people that show up on Sunday, they're from inner city Detroit, and many of them just don't have money for the collection plate. So they were there to present how they had grown and what more further that they, God's calling them to do. I was with a group of Total Ministry who are concerned that with the call of a new bishop, how would they be supported in this diocese? Total Ministry Church in our diocese are those churches who could no longer fund a minister. So people from within the congregation raised up to be the administrators of the church. And also from within that would be called a priest or a deacon or both. And they would do this service without pay. And once they were ordained a priest, they would only serve in that church that they were raised up in. So we have those churches. We have six total ministry churches in this diocese. So part of it was looking at the way God calls people. It was a very interesting process. So we were paired with two other groups, one from Iowa and one with the St. Francis Brothers. And what they do is you present what you have 20 minutes to talk about what you're about or what your concerns are. Then you have 10 minutes that the people ask questions about what you presented. You also have a written report they get ahead of time. And then we had to be quiet for 2 hours where they talked about us and what they thought about what we were doing or things that we could move forward. But we weren't allowed to respond. Let me tell you, that was the longest 2 hours. The two other groups would present, and we would do the same. They couldn't talk to us, but they talked about us, and we talked about them, which is an interesting place to be. But one of the things that we looked at, and not just for this, the groups we were with or paired up with, but were the other churches, of how is God doing church these days? How is Christ calling us to serve? And I wanted to share with you the group that were from Iowa. And who attends are the bishops attend, priests attend, lay people attend. People come together and nobody identifies their role. We're all part of the ministry of the baptized. So Iowa is doing a few unique things. One is called Breaking Bread. It's a ministry of the Episcopal Diocese of Iowa celebrating the Eucharist in public spaces, such as bars and restaurants. It's rooted in a theology of the baptismal ministry that all who come have gifts to share. They follow the Book of Common Prayer, and they break bread together, and they believe that they travel lightly and with a few necessities, and what they need will be present when the people gather. This is not a ministry to plant a new church. This is a separate ministry to take the word out to the people. The second ministry that they shared was the Way Station. It's a downtown storefront and includes a cafe, an art studio, which offers regular classes and workshops. Plus, they rent out space to accommodate group and parties. They have a lending library and a used bookstore. They offer two Sunday afternoon services, one with a conversational prayer book Eucharist, and then a second, which is a come-and-see service with liturgy adapted from St. Philip's in the Hills Episcopal Church in Tucson. Both services, all are invited to read the lessons, and they have group discussions during the homily. They also provide snacks and fellowship after the second service, and pastoral counseling, healing prayers, and an after-school program for middle schoolers are also provided. Again, another way to do church. The third group that they have is Wild Church, which it's called Wild Church Meets Montessori Formation. This is a gathering with a focus on stewardship of creation, with special attention to involving children in worship and arts as a response. The worship is outdoors. Imagine Iowa outdoors in the winter. There's a family weekly family forest school for parents and young children. And they talk about it's preparing them for church, for catechism. And that also has an outdoor and arts focus. In addition to these three kind of way stations or way of doing church, they also have a beloved community initiative for racial justice, healing, and reconciliation. They're trying to grow people as a community of reconcilers, justice makers, and healers. This is just one state's example. We ourselves do church in many different ways. We have four churches total ministry. We have many churches in our diocese that can only afford to pay for a supply priest once a week. We have others that are looking to half-time priests. Some are full-time. But God's still working with us. Within all of this, God's calling everyone. You see, when God went up to Peter, Peter had already been fishing. He said, you know, we worked all night and we got nothing. But when Jesus called and said, do it again, they listened. And they put the nets in, and they got so much fish, so many fish, that they were overwhelmed. They had to ask for help. Come, friends, help us. And the boat almost sank. You see, it's all possible. When we say our vows, we say, when God calls us, I will with God's help. We think we're alone trying to build a church or raise a church or sustain a church.
We forget that phrase, I will with God's help. We cannot do church alone. We cannot take God out into the world to be the light of Christ without taking God with us, with God's help. Sometimes we feel alone and abandoned, but you're not. It may be that in the future we're called to do church alone in a different way entirely. But you're not alone. You're with God's help. And many of you may be called to find a new way. You had Teresa last week. At her ordination, she knew that she was called by God to be a priest, but not to serve a regular church, but to do ministry, to be a priest at Crossroads, to start a church there. That was her call. That was God calling her. God calls each and every one of us. And think about ways God has called you in the past. Maybe through the places you work, your friends, your neighbors. Perhaps someone is sick and you took food. Perhaps you were at the street corner with the homeless person and you pulled a dollar out of your pocket and gave it to him on the street corner. When we ask for gifts for Christmas, you took those notes and you pulled them and you filled people's hearts with your gifts. Because God, again, calls us in each and everyone's own way. Sometimes we have to be still to listen. Sometimes we say, oh no, not more, God. I can't do any more. But you can with God's help. And Jesus stood there with them when he called them, and they followed him. They were fishermen. They weren't the pharaohs and those that had high places. God calls each one of us, knowing we have special gifts, giving it what we need to be able to fulfill what God wanting us to do, whether it be a community, whether it be a diocese, whether it be individual, God's calling us. And it's not necessarily to do church inside church, but to take church outside into the world. So listen carefully. And when God calls you or taps you on the shoulder with a new idea, say, I can do it. I will do it with God's help. Amen.
In the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God and the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
The prayers of the people are found on page 4 in the bulletin. God has called us out of darkness into the glorious light of the Son. Through the waters of baptism, we are called to be God's children and to minister to one another. Let us therefore pray for ourselves, for one another, and for all those who are in need of our prayers, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Micah, our presiding bishop, for Wendell, our bishop, Donald, the ELCA bishop, and Stuart, our retired bishop. For our ministers, lay and ordained, and for our clergy, Mary Jane. We pray for this gathering, for all people on for the church, especially Holy Name, Cabertone, Dominican Republic, St. Peter's Los Canucos, Dominican Republic, and Cathedral Church of St. Paul, Detroit. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the church, that it may stand fast in the one faith that which has been called.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For all nations, that the worth of every life may compel those in authority to solidarity and peace. For those in positions of public trust, especially Donald Trump, the President of the United States, and for the members of Congress, we pray.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the world, that our conflicts may cease and that peace may reign.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all who are blind to the injustices of our world, that their eyes may be opened and that they will work for an end to oppression and injustice.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the hungry and homeless, that food and shelter might be theirs.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially for those on our prayer list, and those we name either silently or aloud. Inspire us to care for your gifts of healthy bodies and minds.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those celebrating birthdays or anniversaries, that their days may be filled with your love and blessings. We pray for those we name either silently or aloud.
Madeline,
Marcia,
Hannah,
we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord,
for those we remember who have gone before us, especially for Lorraine Engelbrecht, Jack Manco, and for those we now name silently or aloud.
William, Christine,
Mary. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
As we are faithful in prayer, O God, so make us faithful in following you, that loving and serving you all the days of our lives, we may now know you more fully. We ask this in your holy name.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Walk in love as God loves you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, and the calling of Israel to be your people, and your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. And him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. And him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, a holy food for a holy people. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom.
And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love
and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord.
To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and mind in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Please be seated for the announcements.
Good morning. My name is Barb Pappas, and I just wanted to remind anybody who had forgotten or doesn't have their calendar marked with bright, vibrant colors that this Friday, the 15th, is movie night at Mike's. As you know, we're not allowed to advertise titles, but I will be in coffee hour if you would like to know a little bit more about what we're going to be seeing. I think it's a very fitting film for the month that brings us Groundhog's Day. And we will be starting at 6:30 in the lounge with the movie beginning at 7. We'll have snacks and drinks. This is a free event. This is a public event. Please feel free to bring friends, neighbors, or a little bit of both. And we hope that you'll join us and have a good time. Thank you.
Good morning. Well, I'm sure all of you remember back in the 50s and early 60s, we had all of the TV shows of adventure series of people's trips and what have you. Well, Tuesday, we're going to have our own adventure series presided over by our own Reverend Mary Jane and her trip to Africa. So if you haven't signed up yet, please sign up in the Sign Up Central. I believe the cost is $10. The luncheon starts at noon, and all are welcome. So hope to see you there. I just wanted to make sure that I remembered everything. Okay, the other thing is pancake supper. It's hard to believe that it's almost time, almost that time of year again. But anyway, Tuesday, March 5th, we're going to be having pancakes and sausage in Yeoman Hall. Madame Rouge has again decided to come from the French Quarter to tell us her preponderance of prognostications. And it should prove to be a very fun evening. So tickets are $6 for adults, $4 for children 12 and under, and $20 for a family. We will begin selling tickets on Sunday the 17th after each service, and they will be available at the door. Any other questions, please see, I guess, myself or Elaine Backhurst or Lori Wood. I believe we need volunteers, and those sign-up sheets are in the sign-up central also.
Good morning. I'm Karen McCarthy, and today I'm wearing my communications hat. It's been a really huge couple of weeks for communications. With the profile was approved, Holly sent that out in an email. And then I heard some people had trouble opening it. But the good news is we also pushed the button on the new website layout, and there is a copy of the profile posted there where you can read it, download it. Well, you can't download it yet. I'm working on it. But you can read it. I also posted the slideshow that we ran at the annual meeting, so that if you didn't have a chance to see that at the annual meeting a couple of weeks ago, you can watch it at home. And I also set up the TV in Yeoman Hall. We're going to put up the website if you'd care to come by and take a look. See what's changed, tell me what you like, what you don't like, and how we can make it better so that all of us can use the tool. And like I said, there's a lot of technical glitches I can't explain, but if you'll tell me, we'll go figure it out. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Karen spends many, many hours behind the scenes creating all of these wonderful tools for us. We're grateful. Very grateful to her for that. This was a really great week for St. Michael's. You know that our profile was approved by the bishop, and according to Jim Gettle, it was approved with no changes, which has never happened before. So, yay.
Wow.
And even better news than that is our position has been posted. So, and the search committee had its first meeting, and we expect to be receiving resumes or whatever it's called in the clerical world of folks interested in our position in 30 days or so. The posting will be out there for 45 days. So we're moving forward, folks. Thank you for all of your support.
Well, my information is not quite as exciting. But Pat Dybel and I yesterday worked with the Grosse Pointe Partners Group, which is a group of many churches in the Grosse Pointe area, with an organization called Life Remodeled. They're working at Durfee, what used to be an intermediate school, turning it into a center to be used for all different kinds of activities, recreational and others. And we painted a couple of the classrooms. This is a very huge school for an intermediate school. I couldn't imagine the size of it. And a beautiful building built in 1927. But Grosse Pointe Partners is reaching out to these other groups since Habitat Detroit has not been too active lately. We're still waiting for them to get going again, but we're finding other things to do. And this was a fun day, believe me. Oh, and tomorrow night is our outreach meeting, and anyone interested is certainly welcome.
In case you did not get the email, we are having two funerals this next week. On Saturday will be the funeral for Lorraine family hour at 1. 2 o'clock will be the funeral. I think we sent out an email for anyone that can help serve usher, participate in what we need to do for the funeral. And then on Sunday at 2 o'clock will be the funeral for Jack Manko, family hour at 1 and the funeral at 2. So know that, you know, the families, hold them in your prayer during this time. And again, we'll be sending out a request for assistance for that funeral also. On a little happier note, though we celebrate both of their lives, the matriarch, one of the matriarch and patriarchs of the church. Are there any birthdays this week? I'm good. I was going to say we had two at the 8 o'clock. It was a busy week.
Actually, so I'm up here for myself. I was Wednesday, my husband, who was Thursday, my great niece, who was Friday.
Well, there, she's doing four. Oh God, our times are in your hand. Look with favor, we pray you, on your servants as they begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace and strengthen their trust in your goodness all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Happy birthday. Were there any Valentine anniversaries? If not, we'll hold those who may be celebrating anniversaries in our prayers. peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. can program the room that's not.
Almost the internet today. hospital, going to Crossroads. Last Sunday.
Okay.
My son signed his
name. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.